For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
All right, good evening. This Shabbos is Parshas Maaseh by itself, and it's also Shabbos Mevarchim, Chodesh Menachem Av, and it's also Shabbos Chazak. And it's the completion of Sefer Bamidbar, Chumash HaPekudim. In many ways, it's really the completion of Chumash, because the next Sefer, Mishneh Torah, as the Gemara says, Moshe Mepi Atzmai Amaroi. So Sefer Devarim is a separate Chumash by itself. It was set in 36 days, the last 36 days of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, to prepare Klal Yisrael for their entrance into Eretz Yisrael. So for all practical purposes, Chumash comes to an end really here. And as we see at the end of the parasha, and in this parasha of Bechlal, that this whole parasha, which really we saw already before, was all said in the last station, or the last stop of Klal Yisrael, on their way into Eretz Yisrael, as the Pesukim enumerate there, the 42 steps, the 42 Masois, the 42 journeys, the 42 stations, ending with Arvois Moyav al Yarden Yerechai, which was the last stop, which from there they crossed the Jordan River and they enter into Eretz Yisrael. And this was all said in the last stop, so it's at the end, at the very end, right before Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira. Now, every year, this parasha is always read during what we call the Bein HaMetzorim. The pasuk says in Eicha, Kol Roitfeho Hisiguha Bein HaMetzorim. Bein HaMetzorim is referring to this man, as Rashi says there in Eicha, Bein Shiva Osa B'Tamas L'Tisha B'Av. Between Shiva Osa B'Tamas and Tisha B'Av, known as Bein HaMetzorim, it's a time of Metzorim, it's a time of Mitzrayim, it's the Mitzrayim of time, it's a time of constraints, it's a time of Avelus. And we always read this parasha in the middle. Usually it's together with Matos. This year it's Maaseh by itself. And this is read as we come to the midpoint of the Yemei Bein HaMetzorim. So if we look closely in this parasha, there are many, many hints to the time that we're in. Number one, the Maaseh itself. What is Maaseh referring to? Maaseh are the journeys of the Bnei Yisrael, the travelings of the Bnei Yisrael, even though the Torah is talking about since they left Mitzrayim, where they're being redeemed, but these travelings, the majority of them, were really unnecessary. The majority of them were all a punishment because of Chet HaEgel, because of Chet HaMeraglim, which really is the culmination of Chet HaEgel, which is, as Svarim say, the remez in the first word of this parasha, Eile. Eile, you know why Maaseh Bnei Yisrael? Because of Eile, because Eile Elohecha Yisrael, that's the word that they use, Klal Yisrael in Parshas Kisisa by the Chet HaEgel, Eile. And that leads to Maaseh Bnei Yisrael, that leads to the 42 stations and the journey and the delay in the desert for an extra 38 years. So Maaseh, the name Maaseh, symbolizes Golus. Golus is Maaseh. When we're in Golus, we're traveling. The traveling Jew, the Jew in Golus, is constantly traveling from one place to the other. When we are in Yerushalayim, when we are in Eretz Yisrael, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, we're not traveling. We're stationary. We are where we're supposed to be. We're Kavua. So the name Maaseh itself suggests Golus. The name Maaseh suggests a time period in history where we're not really supposed to be. And therefore, the name of the parasha tells us exactly, fits very well in the time period that we're in now. The time period known as the Bein HaMetzorim is when Maaseh begins. The Maaseh, the traveling of Klal Yisrael throughout their journey in Golus, begins during this time period. The Megala Amukis is Merames, all the Goliyos, in the first letters of the first four words here in the parasha. Eile Maaseh Bnei Yisrael, Aleph Mem Beis Yud is Edoim, Madai, Bovel, Yavon. Not in order, but it's the Goliyos. Eile Maaseh Bnei Yisrael is not only the journeys of Bnei Yisrael after they left Mitzrayim until they came to Arvos Moav, but this also has all the Masa'is of Klal Yisrael throughout all the Galiyahs, from the beginning of the first Galus until our Galus and until our time, the last Galus and the last station here in America, which at that time was Arva Yismaya of Al-Yarden Yurechai, and here, for us, it's here, the United States, here in the last moments of Galus, ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. If you look, though, at the beginning of the parasha, the first pasuk is Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael Asher Yotzu Mei Eretz Mitzrayim. These are the journeys of the B'nai Yisrael that went out from the land of Mitzrayim. In fact, right at the beginning, we read about Pesach. Vayisu Mei Ramses B'Achoydesh HaRishon B'Chamisha Asayoyim B'Achoydesh HaRishon Mimochras HaPesach Yotzu B'nai Yisrael B'yod Ramo La'enei Kol Mitzrayim. So right at the beginning of the parasha, although this the name of the parasha is Masei, and we're talking about the journeys throughout the exiles, the Golas, the Churban, yet at the beginning we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, because here the Masei B'nai Yisrael begins with going out of Mitzrayim, which is interesting, that although now we are entering, or we're in the midst of the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim, we're learning about how B'nai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. They went out of the Mitzorim. Because the goal of Golus, the purpose of Golus is to bring the Geula. From the moment the Golus started, the minute that Klal Yisrael enter Mitzrayim, in Parashas Miketz, Vayigash, Yocheved is born. Yocheved is Noilda Bein HaChaymois. She is the 70th Nefesh, that's Mashlum Dominion. She is the mother of the Redeemer, which means as soon as the Golus begins, Hashem is already preparing for the Geula. As the Golus intensifies in Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu is born. Noilad Moshiach Shel Yisrael. Because the purpose of Golus is Geula. The purpose of all these travels are to bring us to our goal, to bring us to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, to bring us to the Beis HaMikdash, the final destination. So right at the beginning of the parasha, the Torah is Menachem us. The Torah comforts us as we enter the month of Menachem of that the purpose of the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim, the purpose of it is to go out of the Mitzorim. The purpose of it is to bring us to the Madrega of, to bring us to Yetzias Mitzrayim, to the going out of the constraints of Golus. Well, how? Through the Avodah that we do during the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim, during all the Goliyos, through the concept of Shuvu Banim Shoivavim, which is the Pasuk in Yirmiyah you're referring to, doing Tshuva when we are in a massive of Shoivav, when we are astray, when we're not where we're supposed to, when we're traveling and we're astray, Shoivavim. So by doing Tshuva, we go out of the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim. Kol Roid Feho, Hisiguha Bein HaMitzorim. Those three words, Hisiguha Bein HaMitzorim, is Begamatria Shuvu Banim Shoivavim. Through Shuvu Banim Shoivavim, we will be Masig. The Maggid of Mezrich, it's quoted in all the Chassidish Svarim, said that if a Yid wants to find Hashem, he could find him in the darkest moments, in the darkest times, in the most concealed places, in the furthest places and in the furthest times, that's where you find Hashem if you search. Kol Roit Feho, Rodaf Yudke. Where can you run after Hashem? Where can you find Hashem? Bein HaMitzorim. Hisigua Bein HaMitzorim. Through the Avodah. Because the purpose of the Mitzorim is to bring us to come closer to Hashem, to bring us to Tshuva so that we can get out of the Meitzar. Min HaMeitzar Ko Rossi Ko Anoni Bamerchavka. So Hisigua Bein HaMitzorim is Begimatru Yeshuvu Banim Shoivavim. Which, as we mentioned already in previous weeks and months, that the year we're in now, which is coming to a close now, Tavshin Ayin Dalid is preparation for Tavshin Ayin Hey and Tavshin Ayin Vav. It's preparation for the upcoming Shemitah year and for the Moitzoei Shvius, which the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and in Megillah, B'shishas Koilois, if anyone has any doubts that there are Koilois going on in this Shnas HaShishas, then he really should check his ears, check his eyes, check his senses, b'chlau. Shishas koilis, there's no doubt about it. One doesn't have to be a Navi, one doesn't have to be a Baruch HaKodesh to see that this is Shishas koilis. And that b'shviyas melchamais uv'maitzoi shviyas ben David ba, which this maitzoi shviyas is Tavshin Ayin Vav, which Tshuvu Banim Shoivavim is b'gematria Tavshin Ayin Vav. We are very big times now. In fact, if one takes a look and listens to what's going on, that they say that for 24 hours, they're not allowing people to go to Eretz Yisrael. Whatever's behind it, whether it's pressure, because it really doesn't make sense, whether it's to get them to a ceasefire, whatever the reason behind it, to cause Agmas Nefesh, whatever it is, it's interesting that in the next 24 hours, if you think about it, we enter into a time period now that unless you take one airline, basically you cannot go to Eretz Yisrael for the next 24 hours. It's like sort of a gezeirah on going to Eretz Yisrael for the next 36 hours. There's something preventing us from getting there. It's sort of an intensification of the Golus now. Perhaps this is the most appropriate time for Bias HaMashiach, because we think that we can go to Eretz Yisrael whenever we want. Just hop on a plane and you get there. So it's very easy to go to Eretz Yisrael, no problem. But the next 24 hours, it's not easy. The next 24 hours, if you really want to go to Eretz Yisrael, and many people who were supposed to go have to cancel, cannot go. But Al Pi Teva. That's why the next 24 hours is Mesugol Me'oid for Bias HaMashiach. Mesugol Me'oid. Because when Mashiach will come, we will be able to go. That won't be a hindrance. That won't be an obstacle. If anything, that should be the tefillah of Klal Yisrael in the next 24 hours, is that we can't go with planes, we can't go Al Pi Teva. This is the perfect time to be mevakesh for the Geula. But all of this is be'emes chasdei hamakom. It's all chasadim from Hashem. We don't see the chasadim necessarily. Some of it is outright chasadim. We do see outright chasadim. How many 2,200 rockets sent in the last 2 weeks with kamat, no fatalities. Okay, there's also the tragic situation, the tragic death of soldiers, Hashem Yidkoim Damam. But definitely we see Chasdei Hashem in the midst of the din, in the midst of the Agmas Nefesh. Rashi says over here, why were these Masois written? Lohaydiya Chasodov Shel Mokoy. To let us hear, to let us know the kindness of Hashem, that even though the Hashem decreed Shegozar Aleihem L'taltolam U'lehaniyam Bamidbar, that they have to travel and move around in the Midbar. Now that's based on the pasuk at the end of Matos, where it says Vayichar Af Hashem BeYisrael Vayinieim Bamidbar. The word Vayinieim comes from the word Novonod, Rashi says, which was the first Golus in Chumash. Kayin was punished to have to go travel Novanod Tia Ba'aretz after Adam was also banished by Yagarish as Adam. Novanod, that's why Yeniyim Bamidbar. And Rashi here uses the lashon that even though Hashem decreed on them to Letaltalam Ulahaniyam Bamidbar, to move them around, they had to travel. Those they're not in the location that they want to be. Still, you would think that they traveled all the 38 years, so much, these 42 steps. So Rashi says, the Torah is telling you that you should know 14 of them were in 1 year. 8 of them were in the last year. So it comes out, they weren't traveling all the time. In fact, for 19 years, they weren't traveling at all. For 19 years, they were in one place. That's the chasdei hamakom, that even during the din, even during the galus, there's tremendous chesed, outright chesed. So Masei is travels. Masei also, as Rashi says here, is going on the Bayaniyim Bamidbar. Novanot Tia Ba'oretz. It's interesting too that we have in Parashas Nitzavim where it says Vayitashem Hashem Me'al Ad Masam. There it's talking about the Golus, and their uncles translates also Vitaltalinun Kitargumai Vitaltalinun V'chein Himini Noishra Me'al Ad Masam. Here the Rashi uses the lesson Umitultolim Mimasa Lamasa. Traveling is difficult, especially when you don't know where you're going, and you don't know where to go, you don't know what's going to happen, from going from one Golus to the next. Masei. But the purpose of the Masei is that we recognize that all of this is Chasdei HaMokim, all of this is to lead to Bias HaMashiach. Vayinieim Bamidbar is Begematria Mashiach Ben David. The purpose of the Vayinieim Bamidbar, the Midbar HaAmim, where we are in now. The Midbar HaAmim is the Golos that we're in now, which is referred to as the Midbar HaAmim, which Rashi himself brings later. When he talks about the Gvulois HaOretz, he brings the Pasuk in Yecheskel, that the Vehusha Kroa Yecheskel Midbar HaAmim is Be'emes full of Chasdei HaMokim. Just like we see Chasdei HaMokim during this situation right now that we're going through, the Eretz Yisrael is going through tremendous Chasdei HaMokim. The purpose of mentioning, enumerating all the Masois and going through all of the travels of Klal Yisrael in that time period is to show the Chasdei Hashem.
That's what we have to learn also, that during difficult times we have to see the Chasdei Hashem. Sometimes it's hidden, sometimes it's very clear. And Rashi brings another pshat here, why the Torah enumerates the Masois. Rabbi Tanchum Darash by Drosha Acheres. Mashal Lamelach Shahya Benai Chayla. The king had a son who was sick, and he took him very far away to heal him. And on the way, and then when he came back, he says, "Remember, this place you had fever, and over here you had a headache, and over here you fell asleep." So the Hashem is going back and telling Klal Yisrael, "Remember all the different stops that we made on our way out of Mitzrayim. What happened over here, and what happened over there? And I took you to this place, and to that place, and this happened. You complained here, and you did this here, and I did this for you, and all that for you." That's Rashi brings here from the Tanhuma. So what's the Nimshal? The Nimshal in Golus, we are compared to a Chayla. It's interesting that the amount of Psukim that this particular parasha has by itself, Masei has 132 Psukim, and the Simen, to remember how many Psukim it has, if you look at the end of the parasha, is Machla Chayla. Machla, which means sickness, Chayla is the person who's sick. Interesting Simen for a parasha. Machla Chayla. They couldn't think of a better word to remember how many psukim Parshas Masei has than Machla Chayla. So many say, because you have Machla in the parsha, she's the one of the five daughters of Tzlavchad, who at the end of the parsha we have a chasana, we have the marriage of the five daughters of Tzlavchad to their first cousins, Vatihiyana Machla Sirtza V'chaglu Milka V'noya B'noya Tzlavchad L'vnei B'yidei and L'noshim. So you have the word Machla, okay, but Chayla, Machla Chayla. So the idea is, as Rashi says here, the Masei is a situation of sickness. Golus is a sickness. In Golus, we are Chaylim. And throughout the Golus, the purpose of the Golus and the purpose of all of this is to bring to a refua. Mashal l'melech shahaya b'nai chayla, v'hayli chay l'makim rachik l'rapaisai. The purpose of taking us into Golus was to heal us. Tikkun ha-nefesh, it's all for tikkun ha-nefesh. For the ultimate refuah shalema, the refuah shalema of Klal Yisrael is when we are redeemed. When the geula comes, refuah shalema is begematria ruach melech haMashiach. When Mashiach comes, everyone is healed. We see today a lot of people are sick, physically, mentally, emotionally, like never before. A lot of people are sick. It's rampant. It's hard to explain. Because we're right before the time of Refuah Shalema. Right before the Refuah, there's a lot of Chaylim. Right before the light, there's darkness. Right before the Geula, there's Golus that intensifies like never before, because the Geula is coming. As we know, right before daybreak, it is the darkest time period. So Masei is the parasha that symbolizes the last generation of Golus. That's why it starts with out of Vav. Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael. Most parashiyos in the Torah start with a Vav. This parasha does not. It's disconnected from the previous parashiyos. It doesn't start with a Vav. It's a parasha b'fnei atzma. Because, as we all know, the generation we're in is a generation b'fnei atzma. No generation can compare to this generation. It's sort of disconnected from the previous generations, but on the other hand, it is the generation that is destined for the greatest moment in history. It's the generation that is ready to go into Eretz Yisrael, the Poyel Mamish, ready to go into Eretz Yisrael at any moment. In fact, this whole parasha is about that. The whole parasha Masei, besides talking about the Membeis Masois, which incidentally the Baal Shem Tov says that every Yid goes through in his lifetime, Membeis Masois, and he even adds, every day we go through Membeis Masois, and throughout history there was Membeis Masois. Besides these Membeis Masois, which is connected to Shem Membeis of Ana B'Choyach, if you look through the parasha, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe ba'arva Yisrael v'al Yarden Yerecha, which was the last stop, they were able to see Eretz Yisrael already. It's right across the Jordan River. It's there, just like today. We could see Eretz Yisrael. You could actually connect yourself to Eretz Yisrael live today, something which you can never do in previous generations. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleim ki atem oivrim es hayarden el Eretz Kanaan. You're crossing the Yarden. The Yarden's right here. It's happening. Or right afterwards, ki atem boim el ha'oretz Kanaan, where the Torah talks about the gevulos, the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. And then, eile shmoysu anoshim ashe yinchalu lochem es ha'oretz. Then again, by Daber Hashem Moshe ba'arvei Smoya val Yarden Yerecha Eleim or Tzavas B'nei Yisrael, that when they enter, they give the cities to the Leviim, the Orim, or a Miklat. Then again, Daber Al B'nei Yisrael V'yamarta Alem Ki Atem Oivrim Es HaYarden Arzikunan, over and over again. that you're going, you're crossing the Yarden. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take them across the Yarden. But this whole parsha is the last moments of the Golas at that time. At that time was the last moments of the Membeis Masois. They came to the last stop, the last Masa, ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. These were like the final preparations, the last details that had to be discussed before entering. And when we come to the end, we have the pasuk Ve'im Yihyeh HaYoyvel Livnei Yisrael. That pasuk is referring literally to what the B'nai Yosef complained, that if the daughters of Tzlofchad are going to be given a portion of land, then they're going to marry out of the Shevet, and what's going to happen is that that portion of land is going to end up going to other Shvatim, because the husbands inherit the wives, or the children inherit their father, so it's going to go from one Shevet to the next, therefore they have to be the Lav of Eloi Sisa Yiv Nachla Mimata Lamata. So the Im Yi, even if there is a Yoivel, it's not going to help, because the land's not going to go back, because it's a Yerusha, it's not a Mechira. That's literally what it meant. Rashi brings over here, V'im Yihyeh HaYoyvel, is a proof that one day there won't be a Yoyvel. Mikan Hoyer Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Osid HaYoyvel SheYivsok, that the Yoyvel will one day cease. There won't be a Yoyvel. So it's because it says, if there'll be a Yoyvel, that means there'll be a time that there won't be a Yoyvel, like an hour time. Throughout Golas, even during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, after Reuven and Gad were exiled, there was no Yoyvel, because one of the requirements of Yoyvel is that all Jews have to be in Eretz Yisrael at the same time. But this is another, the Torah is telling us something else here. This same pasuk, which Rashi says, Ve'im Yihyeh, tells you that Yoivel will one day cease, there won't be a Yoivel. The same pasuk Rashi uses as proof that Im doesn't only mean if, but Im means when. We know that there are a few times in Chumash where the Torah uses the word Im, and it's not a Rishus, Im Kesef Tal Ve'es Ami. And one of them is in Vayikra, Ve'im Takriv Minchas Bikurim LaHashem. It says, if you offer a minchas bikurim, it's talking about the Omer. It's not if, it's not a voluntary offering, it's a mandatory, it's an obligatory offering. Comes Rashi and he says, where else do we see that im doesn't mean if? V'chein ve'im yihyeh hayoyvel. So Chayra is all mefarshim mes, it's a contradiction to Rashi. Here Rashi is telling you that the fact that it says ve'im yihyeh hayoyvel means that the yoyvel one day will not be a yoyvel. That's a raya, that there will be a golus, which is one of the other connections that we have this parasha to the time we're in now. And here Rashi uses it as proof that ve'im is not a reshus, it means key. So the answer is, v'pashtus, we could say, at least al pi pnimius, al pi pshat, ve'im yihyeh hayoyvel of Nei Yisrael is a warning that one day there won't be a Yoivel. It's a message that it's possible that there won't be a Yoivel. It's possible that there will be a Golas, and therefore Yoivel will be Batel until the Geula comes. But on the other hand, it's a Haftocha that there will be a Yoivel. In Yihyeh HaYoivel of Bnei Yisrael, there will be a time of Yoivel. Klal Yisrael will return. There will be a time. The whole concept of Yoivel is Toshuvu Ish El Achuzase, that everyone comes back to their source, everyone comes back to their roots. In the Torah, it says the word Yoivel 21 times. This is the last time that it ever says it. It says many times in Parshas Behar and in Bechukosai. Where's the last Yoivel of Chumash? Is in Parshas Maaseh, right here at the end of Parshas Maaseh. Ve'im Yihyeh HaYoivel of Bnei Yisrael. That Yoivel will return to Bnei Yisrael. That means Bnei Yisrael will all come back. The concept of Yoivel is returning to their roots, returning to their source, returning to Eretz Yisrael, returning to their Nachala. And Klal Yisrael will rejoin with Hashem, which we know that in Golus, we're sort of separated from Hashem, divorced from Hashem. It's a temporary separation. That one day we will reunite with Hashem and marry Him, then it'll be, of course, an eternal Nisuin. Here it's interesting, at the end of the parasha we have a chasana. In the midst of the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim, which the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim is the time in which we went out of Eretz Yisrael. We went into Golas, we were divorced, we were separated from Hashem. There was a Geirushin, a temporary Geirushin. We read about a wedding, a wedding of five girls, five sisters to five first cousins. Vatihiyana machla sirtsa v'chagla umilka v'noya v'noya tzlovchad v'nei doideyen l'noshim. Mimishpachais b'nei Menashe ben Yosef hoyu l'noshim. Machla sirtsa. Machla is a sickness. Tirtza comes from the word ritzei. Tirtza means acceptance. From machla becomes tirtza. Now in Golus, or when we're not the way we're supposed to, we're considered choylim. We're not merutza, we're not the way it was supposed to be. But eventually machla becomes tirtza. Eventually we're going to be reunited with Hashem, who's called Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li. Hashem is referred to as our beloved in Shir HaShirim, Doidi. Yes, there's hope. There's Yovel is coming. Klal Yisrael will once again reunite with Hashem. One of the reasons, perhaps, we could say why this month is called Av, the month that's coming, that this Shabbos connects Tammuz to Av. Why is it called Av? The relationship that we have with Hashem is twofold. On the one hand, it's a marriage, it's a husband and wife relationship. On the other hand, it's a relationship of a father and a child. We lost, bizman hagolus, the relationship of ish-isha. That we don't have right now yet. That's because now we're in a period of temporary gerusha. But we never lose avinu shebashamayim. Hashem is always of. He's always our father. And interesting that in Eicha it says, yisoyimim hayinu, ve'ein of. No, we don't have. But and if you look closely, the word ve'ein, there's no oisius there. It's a ksiv. It's a kri without a ksiv. It does not say ve'ein. We read it that way, but it doesn't say it because it's not. It seems like ve'ein of, but Hashem always is our of. That relationship can never be taken away from us. That's why the month is called of. You should know that even though you're lost in this month, hoysa ka'almana, even though in this month, Al-Kain Lanida Hayasa, even though in this month we experience temporary Gerushin, but Hashem is still our Father. Avinu Av Harachim, Kerachim Av Albanim. That never changes. The goal, though, is to reunite with Hashem, and not only to have the Bechina of Av and Bein, but also Ish V'Isha. So at the end of the parasha called Masei, which is the parasha that is talking about the last masa, the last galus, the last moments of galus. We come to the end of the parasha where we read about the wedding of Machla, Tertza, Chagda, Milka, Noya, Levnei, Daidei, and Lenoshim. The reunification of a Klal Yisrael with Hashem, that are Zeicha once again to the Madrega of Isha and Isha that they had, Bizman Shebez Hamikdash HaYakayim. It's interesting that in the Haftarah this week, which is the middle Haftarah of the 3 weeks, which is Shimu from Yirmiyah, many have the minhag to air the pasuk, Haloi me'ata karos li avi. Now you call me avi, my father, because you can't call me my husband. I'm not your husband, Hashem is saying. You lost that. But now, haloi me'ata karos li avi. The madrega of Av is still there. That you still have. That was never taken away. We could always cry out to Hashem as a father, and then eventually he's reinstated, he becomes again our husband, he becomes again the Ish, and we are the Ish, he becomes the Baal, and we are the Ish. So in this parasha lies all the directives. This parasha has in it what's going to happen in the last door, in the last generation, what's going to happen right before we are about to enter Eretz Yisrael, B'Shleimus. The pasuk says here, "Umitzrayim mekaberim." Interesting. It doesn't say it in Parshas Boy. This pasuk belongs in Parshas Boy. What's it doing here? The Egyptians are burying their dead. The Palestinians are burying their dead. That's what they talk about. "Umitzrayim mekaberim." Esa shehika Hashem bohem kol bechoyer uveiloyehem osa Hashem shfatim. Why is that pasuk said over here? That doesn't belong here. We're talking about the Masois now. So the first Masa was from Ramses. And then the next one is Sukkos. Why do you have to mention Umitzrayim Mekabarim for here? Now Rashi says two words here. Umitzrayim Mekabarim, Trudim Be'evlam. They were stooped, they were steeped in mourning. Well, obviously, if they're burying their dead, they're mourning, they're dead. What does Rashi have to say that for? What is Rashi being Mechadesh here? Umitzrayim Mekabarim, Trudim Be'evlam. And the Balaturim brings another pasuk where it says Mekabrim in Yecheskel, and he connects it to this pasuk, and he says that pasuk is talking about Mulchemes Goig Umagoig. It's interesting that in Yecheskel, the Navi describes in detail how the armies of Goig Umagoig are going to be buried, and it's going to take 7 months to bury them, as the Pesukim enumerate there in Parshas, in Yecheskel, in the Nevuah that we read Sukkot time. Umitzrayim Mekabrim. Perhaps the remez is because of the time we're in now. We're in the days of Avelus. And unfortunately, till Mashiach comes, till that moment, we are being misabel. We're mourning. The goyim are rejoicing, and we are mourning. But what, that's not what it's supposed to be. Umitzrayim Mekabrim. Umitzrayim Mekabrim, Trudim Be'evlam. They should be Trudim Be'evlam, not us. And another pshat, the Mitzrayim Mekabrim, we should bury the Mitzrayim, the Yemei Ben HaMitzorim, this concept of Mitzrayim, should be over with, it should be buried, it should be gone, the Mitzrayim Mekabrim, because Yotzu B'nei Yisrael B'yadrom Ala'enei Kol Mitzrayim. Mimochras, Maasei B'nei Yisrael, Asher Yotzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The goal is to go out of the Yemei Ben HaMitzorim. The purpose is to be Mahapech, the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim. Even though now it's already come out the midpoint of the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim, so it's very disappointing that we're there. We thought that we wouldn't even enter into this time period. And we see such terrible world opinion against Am Yisrael, anti-Semitism rising. It's all clear. It defies logic. Even the Goyim themselves, many of them, can't understand how it could be such world opinion against Eretz Yisrael in a time like now when it's clear who the culprits are, it's clear who the Rishoyim are. But Adarab, the fact that anti-Semitism is growing right now, the fact that we see all of this happening right now during the Yemei Ben HaMitzorim Bedafka, during this time, is not, the purpose is not so that we should despair. The goal is, even though it's in camps or all over, everyone prepares for the 3 weeks, and yes, you're supposed to learn the halachas of the 3 weeks, and you have to learn what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do in the 9 days or the week of Tisha B'Av, what you're not allowed to do. The real way to prepare for the 9 days, for the 3 weeks, is not by learning what you're not allowed to do. The real way to prepare for it is, how do we undo it? How do we get rid of the, how do we turn these days into days of Sussan and Simcha? Umitzrayim Mekabrim. It should be gone. It should be buried. The Avelis should not be Chas V'Shalom, which wouldn't be us being Mesabel. The goal is to be mahapech. If you look at the last Rambam in Hilchos Tainis, where the Rambam says that all the Tanaisim are going to be batel. The Yemais HaMashiach, all the Tanaisim will be batel. The Loi Oid, he says, the last halach, Ella, that the Tanaisim themselves become Yomim Tovim. The Tanaisim themselves turn into joyous days. And he quotes the pasuk in Zechariah, Tzayim HaRevi, B'tzayim HaMishi, B'tzayim HaAsiri. They're going to become days of Yomtiv. They're going to turn into Yomim Tovim. This time period that we're in now, the Pnimius, is a time of Yomtiv. It's going to be a Yomtiv. But the Chitzonius, right now we don't see it. On Shabbos, you could feel it a little bit. Tzadikim, during the Shabbos of the Yemei Ben HaMitzorim, were more joyous than ever, because they said on Shabbos there's no Avelus, and on Shabbos there's only Pnimius. So on Shabbos we get to see what these days are really going to be, especially Shabbos Chazoin. By many tzaddikim, Shabbos Chazoin was the most joyous Shabbos of the year, because that's the Shabbos before Leidas Mashiach. That's the Shabbos where, right before Tisha B'Av, and where you could actually feel when Tisha B'Av is going to be a Yom Tov. But during the week we don't feel it. Most of us don't feel it on Shabbos either, but during the week we don't feel it. During the week there's Avelis, it's Halachi, it's supposed to be Mesabel during this time. There are things we can't do, there are restrictions. It's Mitzorim, it's Meitzar. But the goal is not, okay, so we're waiting till after Tisha B'Av so we can swim again or this or to do that or to listen to music. That's not the goal, is not that. The goal is, how do we change and make that these days are happy days? How do we turn these days into happy days? And Chazal told us that the only reason why we're in goals is because of Sinas Chinam. So the way to be mahapech these days into days of Soslein and Simcha is through Ahavas Chinam, which Baruch Hashem we see going on. In most segments of Klal Yisrael now, the message is Ahavas Chinam. The message is Ahavas Yisrael. The message is Achdus Yisrael. And that itself, of course, is the key to the Geula. It was the key to the Geula then, when they left Mitzrayim, and it's the key to the Geula now. One of the reasons that we're in Golus is because of Lashon Hara, because of Sinas Chinam, which really started with the Chet HaMeraglim. And in this parasha, we find the name of one of the cities not mentioned before. It's not mentioned in the previous parishes. The city where the Meraglim were sent from. It only says they were sent from Midbar Paran in Parshas Shlach. But this parasha reveals to us the name of the city. And what's the name of the city? The next Rashi, Vayachnu Berisma. Al Shem Loshen Harad. Really, that wasn't really the name of the place. These places really didn't have any names. They were just given Al Shem the things that happened there. Al Shem Loshen Harad Shel Miraglim, Rashi says here. How come the Torah doesn't say the Parashat Shlach? It says it here, because here it's Negeya. It's the 3 weeks now. We have to be Mahapech these 3 weeks into Yemei Sosa and Vesimcha. So what was the cause of it? What started? What was the Tisha B'Av came because of the Chet HaMeraglim? That was the night that they cried for nothing. I'll give you a reason to cry, Hashem says. It was all because of the Lashon Hara of the Meraglim. Shenema mayitein lecha mayoysif lach loshoin remiya chitzei gibor shenunim im gachalei resamim. So in the parasha there's the tikkun. The tikkun for the Yemei Bein HaMitzarim to mehapech them to days of Yom Tov. That instead of entering Mitzrayim, we're going out of Mitzrayim, is to be Masakeh and the chait that brought us in the first place, the Lashon Hara. Everyone is scared. People are scared now. There's a charada. There's a fear. People are nervous to go to Eretz Yisrael. People are nervous of what's going to happen. So there's a pasuk here, quoted by many tzaddikim in the past, Vayis'u mecharada, Vayachanu b'makelos. You want that there shouldn't be any charada. They left charada and they camped in makelos. Makelos means kehilas. Gather together. If you gather together, there will be no charada. There will be no fear. There's nothing to be afraid of. If Klal Yisrael is together, vayisu mecharada. There'll be no fear. There'll be peace and tranquility. It's when vayisu mehar shofer vayachanu b'charada. If you go away from har shofer, from the Shoif, from Har Sinai, you leave the Torah, then there's Charada. You want that there shouldn't be Charada? Vayachanu b'makelos. But if vayisu mimakelos, then vayachanu b'sochas, then you go down, tachas. If there's not going to be makelos, then it becomes tachas. The Torah hints to us here that there shouldn't be any Charada. We also find in this parasha the yard site of Aaron HaKoyeh, which we mentioned this already, it's a plea that the Torah does not tell us the date of any yard site in Chumash except for Aaron HaKoyeh. And where does it say it? Not where he actually passes away, in this parasha. In Parashas Chukas it should say that he passed away on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Av. The Torah does not say it over there. The Torah says it over here. And it's not even really part of the story. They came to the Har, to go, and after that, to the next stop. The Torah pauses and says, oh, by the way, here is where Vayal, Aaron, Akoyim, Bishnasu, Arboim, Letzais, Bnei, Yisrael, Meretz, Bachoydesh, Hachamishi, Be'echod, Lachoydesh. That's this upcoming month. This parasha is always read right before or on Rosh Chodesh Av. Many times Rosh Chodesh Av is on Shabbos Parshas Masei. So here's the place where the Torah writes about it. This is where it is. And who passes away on that day? Aaron HaKoyen. That means, Chodesh Av is Keneged Aaron. Yodua, it's the fifth month, and Aaron is the fifth from the seven Royim. Keneged Midas HaHoid, the HaHoid Zui Beis HaMikdash. That's why Aaron serves in the Beis HaMikdash. And his Midah is Hevei, as we read in Pirkei Avos last week. Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom, Oyev Es HaBrios, Mekarvan LaTorah. The Chodesh HaChamishi can become the Chodesh HaMashichi. It's the same Isaiah, the Messianic month. The Chodesh HaChamishi will become the Chodesh of Simcha. You have Simcha also in these words of Chamishi. Sameach. It'll become a Chodesh Sameach when we're misakein what Aaron stood for. We lost Aaron because of lack of Achdus. And then Amalek comes, as it says in the next pasuk. Yishma HaKnani Melech Arod. Certainly the way to combat Hamas, the way to combat Hezbollah, the way to combat all of these terrorist organizations, it's a simon ben hashamayim. They're sending the rockets. Obviously, it's ben hashamayim. So, the way to fight them, the way to fight Yishmael, you can't really fight. That's the problem. It's clear. Yishmael is very hard to win over. So, Chazal already told us how we can fight Yishmael. Because look at the name Yishmael, Yishmael. Yishmael means that Hashem will listen. Hashem will listen to our tefillah. It's the only way we can combat Yishmael is by davening to Hashem. Tefillah. Yes, Torah, Tefillah, Tshuva, Tzedakah, but specifically Tefillah, Yishmakel, because they also daven. They do. They daven. They daven 5 times a day. So the only way, how do we have to override their tefillahs with Yishma, that, so that Yishmakel, especially this is the Chaydash of Shimon, Ov is the Chaydash of Shimon. Why was he called Shimon? Ki Shama Hashem, Ki Snua Anoichi. Hashem heard, Leah said, my prayers, despite that I feel hated. We feel hated. Many times we feel, like, what does Hashem want from us? We feel hated. That's why we have to intensify our tefillahs. This is the month of Shimon, and in the month of Shimon, we can overpower Yishmael, Dafka in the month of Shimon, where it seems that tefillah doesn't help. We'll see an Eicha, if we're going to read the Eicha. Hopefully we won't have to read it. Just heard a story last week that someone wrote a pirush on Eicha and a pirush on Kinos, and he brought it to Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, and he asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky for a haskama, and his answer is, don't print it, don't even put it out, it will not be Neigeya. That's what Reb Chaim Kanievsky told this individual a few weeks ago, or last week, who wanted to print something on Eicha. But in Eicha we read, Gam ki ezak va'ashaveya, says Yirmiyahu, even though I scream and I cry out, sosam tefilos, you might feel it's closed, I don't feel like I'm being answered. So it sounds like there's no answer, that Hashem is not answering us in Chodesh Menachem Av. And at the Haftarah of next week, which is Shabbos Chazayin, we read the same thing. There we read, the Navi says, there's the Navi Yeshaya, where the Navi Yeshaya says, Gam kisarbu tfila eineni shaymeya. I don't listen. So it sounds like Hashem is not listening. Shabbos Chazayin, the Haftarah says, eineni shaymeya. In Eicha it says, sosam tfilasi. And in Parshas Devarim, which is the Shabbos, the parsha right before Tisha B'av, V'loi shama Hashem b'koilchem, V'toshuv v'atifku l'fnei Hashem, V'loi shama Hashem b'koilchem. It's like Tisha B'av, we don't say Tiskabel Tzloi Zayin, and we take off the Oren, the Kparoichas from the Oren Kodesh. But the emphasis is fact, just the opposite. That's why we have to daven with more intensity, because when the door seems to be closed, you bang harder. You have to daven better. You have to daven with more depth. If you look closely at the pasuk there in Eicha, sosam tefilosi, it says it with a sin. Says the Rei Keach, it's like the word shesum ha'oyin by Bilam. It says shesum ha'oyin. It means open. Even though the pasuk says sosam, but it says it with a sin. It looks like it's closed, but it's really open. If you really want, you can open the door. There's no question that right now, during this time period, especially right now, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, and during this time now, especially in the next 24 hours, our tefillahs can go higher than ever before. Despite that it seems to be in the zman of V'loi shama Hashem b'kolch, meineni shemeya, sosam tefilasi, adarabba v'adarabba, Hashem wants us to knock the door down, so to speak, as Tzaddikim said, to storm the gates of heaven. Not to let Hashem rest. Al titni domi loy. Pasuk says so. Al titni domi loy. We say in the Shir Mizmah, Elokim al domi loy. Don't be quiet. We're telling Hashem, don't. Do something about it. Don't be passive. Do something about it. We have a right, if we mean it, and perhaps the situation that we're in now, hopefully, maybe all those tefillahs of the 18 days that the three boys were hoped to be alive, those tefillahs didn't go to waste. Those tefillahs are being used now to protect Klal Yisrael right now, during this time. No one knows how Melchemes Goygu Magog is going to pan out. Perhaps Tzaddikim said, Rabbi Lamelech of Lezhensk said, that Chevelei Mashiach, we were yaitzu with, there won't be any Chevelei Mashiach, he said, and all the Pchadim and all that it says in Tanakh that's going to happen by Melchemes Goygu Magog, lav dafka, that it will be Kipshutai. And perhaps what we're going through right now with rackets all over Eretz Yisrael is a mini Goygu Magog, where all the nations, Bechlau, if one looks in the Midrashim, of where it says in Yeshaya, Shona Shabelech HaMashiach Niglaboy, Kol umayis ha'olam, the lashon over there is mizbahalim umizraashim umizgarim zebazeh. Everything that's going on now, even the goyim say, it doesn't make any sense with this down plane, and with Russia, with the United States, with the Netherlands, with Australia, everyone's fighting each other, angry at it. Malchus mizgaris, everyone's attacking each other. Bedibur, but there's tremendous izgaris of umayis one against the other going on now, which is a sign of geula. The Medrash says it in Lech Lecha, Imra Isa Malchiyos Mizgaroi Zu Bezu, is Tzapeh L'Ragloi Shel Moshiach. So says the Medrash in Lech Lecha. And in Yeshaya, the Alkut Shemayni brings out that the year, or the time period around the time that Moshiach is going to come, there's going to be a major upheaval in the world. Paras is mentioned there, which is Iran, with Arafi, with Saudi Arabia, with all the Umayyads, Mizbahalim, and Mizrashim, and Klal Yisrael, it says, are going to be in a very difficult situation. They're going to say, where should we go? Where should we go? People don't know where to go. When the rockets hit, you don't know where to go. Or in the next 24 hours, people who are supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael, they don't know how they're going to go. What are we going to do? And Hashem says, as the Medrash says over there, Al Tisyaru, don't be afraid. This was all for you, Hashem. So I did this all for you to bring the Geula. Higia Zman Geulascha. Doesn't mean we just have to sit by and smile. It means, obviously, that we have to do something about it. Hashem wants to hear our tefillos. He wants to see all of us together. He wants to see us get ready to prepare, as we see in the parasha over here, at the end of the parasha, Eile, HaMitzvahs, VeHaMishpatim, HaShetziva Hashem V'Yad Moshe El B'nei Yisrael. The purpose of Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael is the Eile HaMitzvahs, VeHaMishpatim, HaShetziva Hashem V'Yad Moshe El B'nei Yisrael. When we come to the last stop, Arvay Smayav, Al Yardein Yerechoi, right there, Yerechoi. So Baal HaTanya writes in Likutei Torah, Yerechoi is Mashiach. Mashiach is called the Mayrach, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Mayrach V'do'im, that he will judge by merely using his sense of smell. That's how we'll know who Mashiach is. He'll be able to just smell, he'll know who's right, who's wrong. As it says in Yeshaya, V'harichoi B'yiras Hashem. The Chush HaReach. They say Tzadikim had a Chush HaReach. Mashiach will have the Chush HaReach, that's Yerechoi. V'arvei Smoyav Al Yardein Yerechoi. Al Yardein Yerechoi is Begematria B'Yerushalayim. When we get to Yarden Yerechoi, then we're getting to Yerushalayim, we're coming to the Yovel, V'miyah Yovel of Nei Yisrael, the last Masa. Clearly we are now in the last stop of Chaim Volozhin, set over from Israel, from the Gra, that the last station of Klal Yisrael is the United States of America. He said that way before the influx of Jews migrating here. At that time, there was no Havamina, that America was going to one day be the last place where most of Klal Yisrael will be at the end of time. That's what the Chaim Volozhin and many other tzaddikim said the same thing. That said that Mashiach will be revealed in the United States of America. This is the last place, the last Golus. And just like here at the end of the parasha, we cry out, Chazak, Chazak, v'niz chazek. We're mechuzak, we're strengthened, we're comforted. Menachem of, Hashem will be menachem us and reveal to us that he's Avinu Shabbat Shemaim and once again reunite with us, like we read about the Chasna at the end of the parasha here. We should hear only good news, and the Eden and Eretz Yisrael should have a Yeshua, and not that the soldiers, Chas V'Shalom, should not have to fight, but Mashiach should come immediately, and he will do the job, because really only he can do the job. He will end the Golus, end the Bittul of Golus Yishmael, he will end Golus Yishmael, end Golus Edom, as the Rambam writes, Yilchay Milchemes Hashem V'Natzeach. That's what the Rambam writes. That means that the battles that Mashiach will fight will not be half wars that end with a ceasefire, and then again in 2 years another war with another ceasefire, and then they build more tunnels, and then they come, and again with another ceasefire. Yilchay Milchemes Hashem V'Natzeach. That means he will be victorious over the Umay Sa'ilam, and he will be Yivne Beis Hamikdash B'mkayma, as the Rambam says, he'll build the Beis Hamikdash in its right place. The mask will be removed, as the Ramak, Rav Moshe Kudavira, writes, that every mask in Eretz Yisrael will be removed. He says, will fly away. He says, will be removed. There will not be any masks in Eretz Yisrael when Mashiach will be revealed. The Yilchay Melchemes Hashem V'Yinatzeach, V'Kabeitz Nidchei Yisrael, he will gather all the scattered of Klal Yisrael all over the world, even if they say that you can't fly to Eretz Yisrael, even if they say there's no way you're going to go. He will take us there. You don't have to worry about it. He will take us there. Yikabeitz nidchei Yisrael me'arba kanfais ha'oretz. We will be zoicha to the Torah chadosha me'iti teitzeh. That's why right away we come to Sefer Devarim. Sefer Devarim is a new Sefer of Chumash, a new Gaulus, a new revelation. The fifth Chumash connected the fifth Gaulus, which is the Gaulus we're in now, Gaulus Yishmael. As we begin always, as we enter the fifth month, connected the fifth chelik of the Neshama known as Yechida, which Mashiach will reveal. That's why Mashiach is the Oisiyas Chamishi, because he will reveal all the five levels of the Neshama. We should be Zaychatak, that this should be the Chodesh of Menachem, instead of Kirochak Mimenu Menachem, as the Navi cries out in Eicha. Hashem will comfort us and send us Mashiach Tzidkeinu, who will redeem us from the tzaras that we're in now. We should be zeicha to be in Eretz Yisrael this week, together with Mashiach Tzidkeinu.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.